guys, welcome back to Mira Safer. I thought in today's podcast we could talk about the types of support that people have accessed and how we found that support, because I know maybe people are sometimes a bit apprehensive about getting support for mental health journeys. And I thought I'll share a little bit of my support systems or support things that I've done, and maybe if anybody else wants to share theirs, they're more than welcome to. So I've had quite a bit of support. I've had talking therapies, and I've also had in the past CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. Have you ever had either?
Yeah, I like to point out there that you shouldn't be ashamed of your mental health. I suffered with mental health quite a lot. There is help out there. Don't feel like you're alone, or you're in the Asian community and you think it's, you know, you're not normal, or it's something to be embarrassed about.
Well, one of the things that I was really worried about is what are people going to say, or what if somebody accesses my medical records, or
nobody,
what if social services get involved?
Nobody accesses. It's up to you how much you want to share, how much you want to share, and how, you know, how much you want to share, or how little you want to share. So, like, I'll give you an example. I was having very low moods a few years ago, and I went to my GP, and they referred me to talking therapies, which I had to make the phone call myself. I did make the phone call myself. Once I made the phone call, they referred me to a CBT.
Cognitive behavioural therapy.
Which at the time I didn't think was going to help me, but I thought I'll give it a go because I was at breaking point. So I did go. I had my sessions. The lady was South Asian. She really related to my circumstances and why I was feeling so low mood. So they give you tools that you need to work with. But I was that low at the time that I didn't really take on board what she actually said. But I did have all the emails of all the tools and how to use them. So as I've gotten better,
huge major life event, and I thought either I get help or that's it, and I need to function, because remember, when you're feeling low, you'd be surprised how many people it affects in your life, and it would be a disservice to you yourself as well as your people to stop functioning altogether. the whole idea of what will people, those fears are very real in our community. You know, what will people think? Oh, is it Nazar? Is it black magic? Is it, these are very real people. And the because we're already, we're starting to produce culturally appropriate services, it's going to take us a while to get over those fears. But we have to start somewhere. We can't just say, right, it's not working.
Because mental health is real. It's not just Nazar or black magic or anything like that. Mental health is real. And once, I feel like you should access every avenue to get support and see what works for you. It's not one shoe fits all.
And literally we're living, breathing examples of, you know, it working for us. But for those that do have those fears, more than welcome to come in, have a chat, and we can work through them. But you are valued, you are loved, and we want you to overcome these health issues, because that's what they are, simply health issues. So if you had a broken leg, you'd go to the hospital. Similarly, mental health, you've got a problem, we talk about it, we seek that support that you need. It works.
Thank you, ladies, for sharing your safar, and we look forward to hearing from you again in our next podcast.